Could we move to after World War II at Gloucester?
Right. Now, well, Arthur Hudson was unlucky. The war stopped him from, in my view, getting a number of caps. He had wartime international thing caps, didn't he?
Yes, oh yes.
But that was all. Mm-hmm. And it was a great pity. Once again, you've got to look at the players he's against. And we had good back row forwards in England at that time, in the period after the war. So that was bad luck for Gordon. Tom Day was a very good prop forward and became president of the county. Very sound. And I remember I was always very close to our England hooker from Bristol, John Pullen. And I said to him one day, I said, do you listen to Tom? Does Tom talk to you? Because I was team secretary for the first two years. Does Tom talk to you? And he said, oh yes, he said, he's the one man member of the Fords committee I listen to. He said, no. That's high praise from England's most, at the time, 43 England caps, England's most capped international at the time. John Thornton was another unlucky one. He played once again in the wartime internationals. He was in the RAF, a very, very good wing forward. Once again, just the bad luck of the timing of the war and everything else, and missed out. Sid Dangerfield, once again, he played a little bit at Stroud too. He was a policeman.
What position did he play?
Wing, right. Left wing. Ken Daniel. Now, this is interesting because Crabtree, Daniel, Dangerfield were of that ilk. I have to say that Gloucester did not produce very strong backs after the war. They changed their style of playing, went back to the 10-man rugby that I referred to earlier. And really, playing for Gloucester in the threes wasn't very encouraging. And that was the main reason I didn't sort of join them.
But I'm sure Gloucester tried to get you to play for them.
Yes, Tom Millington very kindly knew the rules and played by them. And he said, if at any time you should happen to think of leaving, you'll be most welcome at Gloucester. I can say no more, JB, but that's I'll leave it with you. Lovely. And of course, Gordon. Gordon didn't hesitate. What the hell are you doing? Do you? I'm going all the way up to London. He said, play every week. He said, come over here. Straight to the point.
But you were never tempted?
Well, no, because where would I play? I played standoff, centre and wing. And I now was out on the wing as far as England were concerned anyway. They wouldn't want me to go in, so how would I get the ball? A cross kick from standoff half, perhaps, which I would chase, and that's about all. They were not quality players in the Gloucester team in the late 40s and early 50s. Lovely lads, great players to be with, but not... They weren't the Fanny Edwards, John Brooks, and Maurice McCandless and Bob Hooks before the war, Roy James and Don Mellis. They weren't around. We didn't have them. Once Willie Jones, I mean, if Willie is a standoff half, what chances of a wing three quarter? So there we are. So that's one. It was a pity, really, because the common sense of it all said that I should go to Gloucester.
But you did play for Gloucester once.
I did. Once again, that was Gordon.
I have a report here, actually.
Oh, good
from
man.
The Times. It starts there and goes on to the good next man. Page.
Fine game at King's Home. Well, wow. Yeah.
Do you remember it as a fine game, JB?
Second half I did. First half was as I've described with why I didn't join Gloucester. He put me on the wing. He said, I'm sorry I had to put you on the wing. He said, it proved the point.
Yeah.
In actual fact.
We ought to take a step back. How did you come to play this one game for Gloucester?
Right, because of these two people. And they were strengthened by the inclusion of two Cambridge Blues, J.B. Smith and H.H. Mills. Now, Bertie Mills played open side wing forward for, had an England trial, played for, joined the Harlequins, because he was waking up in London at the Times, Sunday Times. But the point was that it was a mid-week game, and Gloucester were weren't able to have their strongest side out, but they always played the Army, the Navy and the Air Force midweeks. And those were the days when there was still Thursday early closing, so the shops would be shut. We got brought in, or invited by Gordon, because they were desperate. They really were. He said, would you mind helping us out? And I said, oh, yeah, of course, dear, lovely. You would in those days. But when it got to half-time, I should never forget it. Gordon said, right, let's get round me. 0-0 the score, I think, at half-time.
Like, and you played on the wing, had you?
Yeah, I've been brought in from the wing. I hadn't seen the ball. He said, I want you in the middle. You, Sutton, out. He was like that. He was very forceful about captain, but he knew what he wanted. And he came to me after the game. He said, well, I hope that convinces you that this is your home. I said, what? I've just finished the game. Let's have a drink. I thought, well, I'd get off that subject. Last thing I wanted to say, well, what were those threes? No, they weren't good enough. Not for that class of football, the fixture list. They weren't good enough for the fixture list at that time. So I said, no, that's Saigon.
I think you may be unique in our interviewees, JV, as somebody who resolutely refused to play for Gloucester.
No, well, not for the wrong reasons. I love the Gloucester club. I always have done, always respected it, but they didn't have the back division at the time. Where would I have played? Having been on the wing for England, nobody wanted to bring me back into the middle again. Not seriously, they didn't.
But the second half of the game against the Army went rather better, did it, as far as you're concerned?
Well, it did, because we drew the game. We were losing 6-0, that's right. I've just been reminded it wasn't 0-0, it was 6-0. They were losing, I mean, you can imagine Gordon as captain losing 6-0 to the Army. Although the Army was quite strong in those days. But, no, he, come on, in the middle, you. And I scored 2 tries. I'm pretty sure I did. No. I sent Crabtree over, so I did. Crabtree went on the wing, I sent him over.
Did you play?
Can I just mention one other person? Oh, yes, I haven't mentioned him so far. That's Danny Evans, who I played my first county game at Standoff Half after the debacle when I had the concussion. The following season, I played at Dorchester against Dorset Mills again. And Danny Evans, Willie Jones's partner, they once again didn't pick Willie, so they did it 2 years on the trot. But this time, Danny at Dorchester won comfortably. Danny was a scrum half. And Danny said to me, he was then in his 30s, well into his 30s. I think he was about 34 at scrum half. He was teaching at Tommy Richards, I think. And he said to me, lovely character, lovely character. He said, I remember last year. He said, this time, I'll tell you which way to go. Now, an old Welsh international of that ability, I said, certainly, Danny, I'm with you. You tell me. And he'd do that, or he'd go. And that was all I needed to know, which way to go, and the ball came right in front of me, not like Parfitt did, down on the ground here, and up there. It was lovely to play with him. Mm. A great little player. I wish he had been closer in age and I could have played. I would have joined Gloucester with him. I would, honestly.
Interesting.
I would have joined him. He would have brought me to Gloucester as a standoff half. Yeah. And that's where I wanted to play. Because I was quick off the mark. Bob Hook, who was watching the game, Bill Hook's brother, who was then in charge of education for Dorset, watched the game and came to me after the game and he said, you were too quick for him. That lot couldn't keep up with him. Now, that should never be said about a three-quarter line. Mm. Now, if you're playing county football, you shouldn't have to be told that you were too slow to keep up with your standoff half. Mm. And that was the problem. And that was Gloucester's again. Yeah.